In a world often bustling with distractions and external pressures, the pursuit of happiness can sometimes feel like an elusive dream. What if I told you that the key to unlocking your happiness lies not in the external world, but within you? Your desire to be happy is not just a fleeting wish, it's a powerful force residing deep within you. We have an innate human desire to experience joy, fun, and happiness, and to live a fulfilling life. Think about it. No matter where you're tuning in from, and I have a global audience, we universally share this one thing. We all want to be happy. Oh, and by the way, did you know that today is International Day of Happiness? So, in today's episode, we're diving into a timeless topic that is near and dear to all of our hearts, happiness. Go grab a notebook, pen, and your favorite beverage, and let's do this. Welcome to Choose True Happiness, the faith-infused podcast for Christian women entrepreneurs who are ready to embrace their radiant life. This is where dreams are ignited, gratitude and joy fill the air, and your vision for the future takes flight as you partner with God to co-create a happier, more fulfilling life. Hi, I'm your host, Donna Berger, your Dream Catalyst mentor and Radiant Mindset Coach. Join me each week for inspiration, motivation, and education as we embark on this spirit-led journey that empowers you to focus forward toward your radiant future. Welcome back, and I'm wishing you a happy happiness day. I'm so happy you're here. Happiness is a universal aspiration sought by people worldwide. Think about it. No matter where you're from or what your story is, there's one thing we all have in common. We want to be happy. Whether you're in the heart of a big city or chilling in a sleepy town, everyone's looking for those feelings that bring them joy, happiness, and contentment. It's just part of being human. However, the pursuit of happiness can sometimes feel like navigating through a dense fog, searching for a guiding light. We're bombarded with messages that tell us happiness is found in wealth, success, or material possessions. Yet, time and time again, we find that these external trappings leave us feeling empty and unfulfilled. So instead of searching for happiness, let's ask ourselves, where can we find true happiness? The answer lies in a journey of faith, a journey that leads us to discover the abundant joy and contentment that can only be found in God. Happiness, as the world defines it, is often fleeting. It's based on circumstances that are constantly changing, leaving us perpetually chasing after the next temporary high. But true happiness, the kind that fills our hearts and souls with lasting joy and peace, transcends our external circumstances. It's a happiness rooted in something deeper, something eternal, our relationship with God. As we move throughout our daily lives, we can implement keys, different ways to experience more joy, fun, happiness, and fulfillment, both practically and spiritually, and I will share five of those with you today. But first, what is true happiness? Well, it's a bit like trying to define the love of God. Everyone's got their own take on it. But one thing's for sure, true happiness isn't fleeting feelings and emotions. It's more like a state of being, something deeply rooted in our faith and connection with God. Prioritizing true happiness isn't some fluffy, feel-good concept, although it does feel good. It actually has some pretty awesome benefits. For starters, happy people tend to be more creative, productive, and resilient. But that's not all. True happiness can also work wonders for your physical health. It can boost your immune system, lower your blood pressure, and even reduce your risk of heart disease. If you ever resisted being happy, hopefully that will change your mind. But perhaps most importantly, true happiness can bring a sense of fulfillment and meaning to our lives. It can deepen our connections with others, strengthen our faith, and fill our hearts with joy. So, how can you start experiencing true happiness in your life? Well, I am just so glad you asked, because today, while I will be touching the tip of the iceberg, here are the five keys I have for you. Number one, gratitude. When you cultivate a heart of gratitude, you begin to see the world through a different lens. Having gratitude for the blessings in your life can significantly enhance your happiness. Start your day by thanking God. And as you move through the day, take time to notice and appreciate the simple things: a beautiful sunset, a kind gesture from a friend, or a delicious meal. Shift your focus from what you lack to what you have. Research has shown that practicing gratitude can lead to increased levels of happiness and overall well-being. Number two, connection. Building relationships with others and God. Human beings are social creatures, and meaningful connections with others are vital to our happiness. But it's also about nurturing our relationship with God through prayer, worship, and studying His Word. There's something profoundly fulfilling about knowing that we're never alone, that God is always with us, walking alongside us on our journey. And as it states in Ecclesiastes 4:9-10, two are better than one, for if they fall, one will lift up his companion. Spend time with loved ones, engage in meaningful conversations, and participate in like-minded communities. Nurturing relationships can bring immense joy into our lives. Building and maintaining strong ties produces a sense of belonging and support, contributing to our overall happiness and emotional resilience. So here's an invitation to come join us in my private Facebook community, connect with other faith-driven women. The link is in the description. Okay, number three, vision, dreams, and purpose. Discovering God's plan for your life. Having a vision and a sense of purpose and meaning in life is essential for long-term happiness. When we feel like our lives have meaning and direction, we're more likely to experience fulfillment and satisfaction. The Bible says that without a vision, people perish. Creating a vision for your future and pursuing your dreams in alignment with your faith and values and contributing to something larger than yourself leads to a happy and fulfilling life. Creating a vision and finding purpose often involves introspection and self-discovery, but it's a journey well worth embarking on for lasting happiness. And as a believer, you trust that God has a good plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11 assures us, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Embrace your journey toward true happiness through unwavering faith and trust that God will lead you to the abundant life He has promised. Number four, mindful awareness. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of daily life, leading to stress and anxiety. Practicing mindful awareness, the art of being present in the moment, can help cultivate inner peace and happiness. By paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and emotions with openness and curiosity, you can reduce stress, enhance self-awareness, and find greater enjoyment in life's simple pleasures. Number five, self-care. Far too often, we put ourselves and our dreams on the back burner. But the truth is, if you are empty, how can you enjoy life? So taking care of your physical, emotional, and mental well-being is essential for happiness. Prioritizing self-care activities such as exercise, adequate sleep, healthy eating, and relaxation can boost your mood and overall happiness. It's also crucial to set boundaries, practice self-compassion, and engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. Investing in yourself allows you to show up as your best self so you can live a happier, more fulfilling life. And if you feel at all like you are being selfish, it says in 1 Corinthians 6, 9-20, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you? Therefore, honor God with your bodies." In our journeys toward true happiness, we must also cultivate a deep and abiding faith. Hebrews 11:1 states, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." True happiness isn't dependent on external factors. Instead, it emanates from within, rooted in a deep connection with God, ourselves, and others. Keep this in mind. True happiness isn't about having everything perfect. It's about finding inner joy, peace, and contentment, even in the midst of life's imperfections. As we celebrate International Day of Happiness, let's remember that happiness is not something we experience every once in a while. It is something we can choose. You can choose true happiness every single day. Until next time, choose true happiness and keep smiling. Let's create a ripple effect. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please click to subscribe and then share this podcast with your friends. Your support means the world to us as we continue on our mission to illuminate the path so you can live your radiant life. Thanks for listening. Have a happy and blessed day. Bye.